many clamoring still for the abolishment of putting a runner on second base to start an extra inning, mainly because Major League Baseball has implemented so many rules now where you don't really need to manage the clock as thoroughly as you had before. Whether you want to use that as an excuse or not for the Pirates losing, I'm not going to, because I also know that the Pirates got a runner on second as well. They had equal opportunity to score with the Reds in that 10th inning, and they could not manufacture the run. If it were up to me at this point, the rule would be abolished. I would say, no, don't put the runner on second base. Bonus baseball is not fun because the games aren't, on average, close to 4 hours. I think that's the big kicker in all of this, is that the games aren't going as long. So now if you want to play a 10th, an 11th, and a 12th, I find that to be bonus baseball. You want to, and the game goes maybe four and a half hours. It's not routine at that point. It's unique. Like, extra innings used to be fun, in a sense, I would say, for fans because they got to watch that extra amount of baseball. But it was rare that a game would go four and a half hours in those games. That's why it was a bonus. It was a nice treat. Like, oh, you know, we paid for a regulation game, and we came to come, and our ticket gives us a regulation game, but now we get extra innings toward that. And sometimes it was fun, too, to be a part of history when games would go 18, 19. I think the record is 25 innings in a single game. I could be wrong on that, but I think that's when I remember researching, I think 25 innings is the most it was played in a single major league game. When the Pirates played the Braves in 2011 that went 19 innings, it was fun until the Jerry Mills call that was very controversial. 2012, they beat the St. Louis Cardinals in 19 innings. All extra innings can be fun. And sometimes it's cool to be a part of history where you're a part of one of the longest games in history. And I think that as it relates to this extra innings rule where you put a runner on second base, I think that extra innings can be more fun again because the games aren't that long. It's a rarity now that games go for as long as they do. And so maybe not having a runner on second to start an inning would be for the better. I'm not going to say that's why the Pirates lost. If it were up to me, there wouldn't be one. But also the Pirates still had the same opportunity the Reds did. Got a caller at 412-928-9370. What's your name?
Hey, Dan from Imperial. How you doing, Nick?
Doing well. Good to hear from you this morning. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, good to hear from you, too. Well, me and my buddy, we were sitting about four rows from the Pirates dugout last night. You know, had a great time at the game last night. And, you know, you're talking about the extra innings and the guy that's on second.
Yeah.
I think it's bogus. I don't even know why they would ever have implemented a rule other than to shorten the game. But it's just not genuine to me with a runner on second. Yeah. You know, those guys should have to earn that, I feel like.
Dan, I appreciate the call. Thank you for calling in this morning at 412-928-9370. Totally. And Dan, I do like to bring up this perspective as well for all of you. They implemented the runner on second base whenever games were routinely 4 hours long. I think that was part of the buffer there to make sure that games wouldn't go longer if extra innings happened, because if you go into even one extra inning, you're looking at a 4.5 hour game, and then most teams really didn't score in that 10th inning still, so now you're talking about 5 hour games or so. Major League Baseball didn't want that at the time. This season, they've overhauled the rules. Now you've got, you know, designated hitters implemented. You've got a pitch clock implemented. You've got a limit on pickoffs implemented. And I think with all of these other implementations now, that you really don't need that runner on second base. Before, I kind of understood it. I'm like, okay, if you're going to set an initiative, maybe that's a good start. I never thought, though, really until the reports came out, about, you know, the rule changes being official, I never thought that there would be a clock in baseball. Like 2 years ago, never would have thought. Did I ever think the pitchers would be limited on how many times they can attempt to pick off a runner at any base? No. So maybe as they're making these rules, I think they implemented the runner on second base rule in 2021, so it's been around for a couple years now. I think that before anybody thought that they were going to make such radical changes to baseball, that runner on second base made sense because it was a more traditional way of trying to speed up the game if the game went into extra innings. So that's the logic behind it. But now that we have all these other rules, do we really need a runner on second base? I would argue no. I don't love it. Dan, you don't love it, as you just expressed, which is all fair. Not going to blame it on why the Pirates lost, though, like I said, because each team has the opportunity to have a runner in scoring position, and the Reds only scored one run in the top of the 10th inning.